105 WMFO Medford.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Stay tuned for Derek Carey and The Big Picture. I'm going to play a couple more tunes for you in the meanwhile.
Honey, is there any place that you would like to eat? I know a coffee shop down on 52nd Street. And I don't need no fancy food, and I don't need no fancy wine. And the show don't need the tears you cry. Till the next time we say goodbye. Till the next time we say goodbye. Till the next time. We'll say goodbye. I've been thinking of you. Yeah, movie house on 42nd Street. Ain't a very likely place for you and I to be. To myself, it surely looks a treat. Till the next time, we say goodbye. Till the next time, we say goodbye. Till the next time that we kiss goodnight. Yeah. next time we say goodbye.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is The Big Picture. Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. 855-915-WMFO is the telephone number. I must ask you not to use unless it's an emergency because there's just too many buttons for me to press. There's too much stuff going on here. And I can only do so many things at once. I have to get off the air to answer the phone, according to the FCC. So if you want to call, do call during a commercial break. If I'm playing music, if I'm playing PSAs, feel free to call then. I'll take your call, get you on the air if you'd like. But in the middle of the show, it's tricky. Just because the rules say I can't just throw somebody on the air and say, hey, how you doing? I got to find out who they are. I got to let them know that they're going on the air. There's rules coming out of the rules, coming out of the rules. I don't know if you were just around for whatever that was out there just now, but I was cowering in a bus shelter over at Powderhouse Square, and a very substantial tree branch just snapped off of one of the trees at Powderhouse Farm and came crashing to the sidewalk about 15 feet away from where we were. So that's the thing that happened to me. Nothing like a little, close call with the awesome forces of nature to put things in perspective, perhaps. Anyway, there is some pretty wild, pretty intense weather blowing through the area right now. So if you hear the thunder and lightning, it's probably moved offshore right now, or it's moving in the direction of Revere. So if you're in that area, be aware that there's some pretty intense rain and wind coming your way. Honestly, I've been outside in a lot of different weather conditions. I don't think I've ever been in anything that was as intense as that was. That was just like sudden, all of a sudden, hurricane force winds blew up and tree branch came down, and the acorns bouncing off of the bus shelter sounded like they were going to smash through it. So interesting little weather adventure there. I'm still a bit damp, but hey, that's not going to slow me down. That's not going to stop me. So just be aware if you're out on the road, if you're in the area between Somerville and Revere heading out to sea, this is probably moving in your direction. And it's moving quick. And the sky's got sunny and blue on the far side of it. So hopefully we get a little quick burst of whatever this is, and we get to move on with our evening. Welcome back to all of the Tufts University students who are
all over the place right now. They're walking around campus. They're driving around campus. Tonight's show is going to deal with some issues that are relevant to you. And some issues that are relevant to everyone. But there's a couple of things in here that I'm going to be talking about tonight that are of particular interest to incoming college freshmen in particular. So I hope you'll stick around for that. But I begin, as always, with local news. And a confession that something surprising happened yesterday and today. I've been involved in broadcasting here at WMFO for 14 years now. This is my, I think this week is in fact my 14-year anniversary here on the station. Prior to that, I worked as a financial writer. Prior to that, I worked in newspapers. So I have been in and around news and reporting or broadcasting for a quarter of a century now, 25 years, longer than some of my listeners have been on this planet. When you were a twinkle in your parents' eye, I was following the news. And whenever you are close to something like that for the amount of time that I have been, you start to notice patterns. And you expect the patterns to repeat over and over and over again because they always seem to repeat. Nothing ever changes. I was surprised this week. And perhaps I should not have been, given the circumstances. But something happened that genuinely surprised me. And this comes to us from CBS Boston. Judge upholds charges for straight pride parade protesters in court. Judge upholds charges for straight pride parade protesters. Say that 10 times fast. Straight pride parade protesters in court. Half of the 36 people arrested during Saturday's straight pride parade in Boston were arraigned at Boston Municipal Court Tuesday. The charges range from disorderly conduct to assault and battery on a police officer. Now, as I said, I have come to recognize certain patterns. And one of the patterns that I have come to recognize is that whenever you have protests like this, people show up, people act up, people get arrested. They go to jail, and they either get bailed out that day or set out on their own recognizance that day. They come in for their arraignment. All the charges are dismissed. Everybody goes home. Life goes on. Not this time. Justice Sinnott. Let me back up. Prosecutors from Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins' office attempted to get charges dismissed for any of the protesters charged with disorderly conduct who had no prior record. But each time, Justice Richard Sinnott denied the request and scheduled a pretrial hearing for each defendant. Justice Sinnott went against both the prosecution and defense's request, also ordering half a dozen people be taken into custody and held on cash bail, ranging from $250 to $750. One man was held without bail. Quote, "We couldn't be happier at the moment with the judge that's on the bench," said Larry Calderon, the vice president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. We are here to make sure the DA prosecutes these offenders to the fullest extent of the law. Well, maybe I shouldn't have been surprised. The defense came in and basically said 8 hours of community service and let everybody go. Justice Sinnott, and he was only one of them, there was another justice involved in this who also refused to allow these charges to be dismissed. They both said, nope, no dice. Why? Because, well, let me tell you a little bit about Boston. Especially for those of you who are new here, who are hearing my voice for the first time, who are new on a campus around the city. Boston is a college town. We're used to a certain amount of shenanigans around here. And we put up with a lot of shenanigans around here. But Boston, just so you know, is also an Irish town and an Italian town. And the Irish and the Italians are all cops. They're all firefighters. They're all EMTs. And some of them are judges. And they look out for each other. Four Boston police officers were hurt dealing with the anti-straight pride protesters on Saturday. So because four cops got hurt, the city's tolerance for shenanigans is outweighed by its desire to protect its police. And this is something that you need to understand if you are going to live in Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Brookline, any of these communities around here, okay? You hurt a cop, you are going to court. It's that simple. You can protest all you want. You can demonstrate all you want. When the cops show up and tell you to move along, you do what the cops say. And if you get into a fight with the cops, you can expect to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law here in Massachusetts. This isn't Portland, Oregon. This isn't San Francisco. This isn't California. This isn't New York City. New York City will give protesters a lot of leeway, a lot of room to protest. You don't want to get into a fight with a New York City cop because then you're going to have 10 of them on you. And it's the same thing in Boston. We're not putting up with that. Okay? You want to engage in your shenanigans, fine. Nonviolent shenanigans only. And if you get into it with a cop, look out. Boston police, back to CBS Boston. Boston police say four officers are still out of work, this was on Tuesday, after being injured on Saturday. Quote, many officers were assaulted throughout the day with bottles of urine being thrown at them, bottles of chemicals, said Calderon. The 36 people were arrested when a protest of the parade got chaotic. Some protesters said police used excessive force with them, while the head of the police union says the protesters came, quote, to create havoc, end quote. Let's take a look at what these protesters were doing. The Boston Herald, which normally I would not use as a source, and the reason I do not use them as a source is because they demand that you don't use an ad blocker on their site, and then they break your computer with all their advertising. So I recommend not using them. But in this case, I have to make an exception because they had a pretty comprehensive list of everything that happened. I clicked on the wrong link. Okay, so here we go. This is the log of arrests during the Straight Pride Parade. And I want to see if you can tell me what all of these people have in common. We're going to name and shame here because you broke the law. You got arrested. It's public record now. So here we go. Timothy Rigo, 19. He's from Providence. Assault and battery on a police officer. Disorderly conduct. Resisting arrest. Benjamin Boyd, 32. Providence. Assault and battery on a police officer. Kenneth Kraft Jr., 24. All the way from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Assault and battery on a police officer. Jamie Rogers, 26, Methuen, assault and battery on a police officer. Marissa Shea, 33, of Lowell, assault and battery on a police officer. Leah Hall, 26, local offender from right here in Medford, assault and battery on a police officer. Lillian Monreal, 21, of Brockton, assault and battery on a police officer. Nichama Mooring, 37, of Boston, assault and battery on a police officer. Michael Doty, 24, of Falmouth, assault and battery on a police officer. Michelle Wood, 35, of Rehoboth, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, assault by means of a dangerous weapon. Tiana Miles, 28, of Alston, assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon. Brennan Hopper, 26, of Auburn, disorderly conduct and assault. Richard Wood, 37, of Rehoboth, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, carrying a dangerous weapon. Luis Sabino, 36, of Beverly, disorderly conduct, carrying a dangerous weapon. Jared Kalea, 21, of Bellingham, carrying a dangerous weapon and affray. Affray, for those who don't know, is a legal term that means attempting to start fights. Female juvenile, 15, from Southport, Maine. I don't know what a 15-year-old from Southport, Maine is doing down here. Delinquent to wit, assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon. Nicholas Harris, 23, Princeton, New Jersey. Welcome to town. Please stay home. Disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. Jackson Bennett, 22, of Cambridge. Disorderly conduct. Roderick Weber, 45 and old enough to know better, of Holbrook. Disorderly conduct. Daniel Tuttle, 26, of Lowell, disorderly conduct. Austin George, 21, of Worcester, disorderly conduct. Joshua Abrams, 31, of Stoneham, disorderly conduct. Isaac Adelberg, 20, Enfield, Connecticut. Should have stayed home. Disorderly conduct. Juvenile male, 17, from Georgetown. Delinquent to wit. Disorderly conduct. Gregory Garmel, 30, of Brighton. Disorderly conduct. Daniel Keyray, 35, of Douglas. Disorderly conduct. Nathan Bartels, 27, Newport, Rhode Island. Disorderly conduct. Matthew Yorty, 25, Windham, New Hampshire. Disorderly conduct. Trevor Steele, 21, Westbrook, Minnesota. Minnesota! Disorderly conduct. Benjamin Thompson, 29, of Providence, Rhode Island. Disorderly conduct. Frederick Meyer, 21, of Cambridge. Disorderly conduct. Gregorio Leon, 21, of Cambridge. Disorderly conduct. Lily Antoinette, 29, of Somerville. Disorderly conduct. Jason DeJesus, 18, Pittsford, New York. Disorderly conduct. Ruby Fweeford, 20, Roslindale. Disorderly conduct. And Laura Potter, 63, way old enough to know better, of West Charleston, Vermont, disorderly conduct. Did you notice anything in common amongst most of those people? We're going to call Laura Potter, 63, an outlier. Roderick Weber, 45, an outlier. Our teens, our female juvenile from Maine, don't know what you're doing here. Do your parents know you're in Boston fighting with the police? But do you notice anything in common among everybody else? Let's go through those ages again. 19, 32, 24, 26, 33, 26, 21, 37, 24, 35, 28, 26, 37. Millennials. Nearly everyone who was arrested on Saturday is a millennial. And everyone who was arrested on Saturday was a counter-protester. No one who was involved in the Straight Pride Parade, no one who participated in that event, was arrested. The only people arrested were counter-protesting millennials and a couple of older people who really need to find something better to do on a Saturday. And I'll say that about everybody here. You need to find something better to do on a Saturday. Let me go back to what's happening with the judges, and then we'll get back to the rest of this. Some of the protesters called for an investigation into Boston police's handling of the situation. Boston police representatives said the situation will be investigated, as is standard policy with all police responses like this. Of course it is. Okay? They've got video. I don't know. Some of these cops are wearing body cameras, because the Boston police do now. We're going to have video. And guess what? Those of you calling for an investigation, it's not going to go your way. Okay? The fact that a police officer pushed you and told you to move along is not police brutality. That's a cop doing his job. This is from yesterday again. There are still 18 more protesters who haven't yet been in court. Well, they were in court today, and the fun goes on. From the Boston Herald, lawyer taken away in handcuffs after showdown with Boston judge. Hit with contempt charge over Straight Pride Parade protesters case. The lawyer handcuffed and hauled out of court for arguing with a judge over his refusal to dismiss her client's Straight Pride Parade protest case blasted the jurist for locking her up at the end of another tense day in Boston Municipal Court. Quote, I was just released after being unlawfully, unreasonably, and honestly outrageously arrested for doing my job, attorney Susan Church said Wednesday in the hallway of the court. I don't know if you've ever been in a courtroom. Hopefully as an observer, not because you were sitting in the dock, not the view of the courtroom you want to have. Maybe you've served on a jury. I've been in courtrooms. I've covered court cases. I've been involved in court cases. Do you know how far you have to go to get a judge to hold you in contempt? Judges don't just walk into the courtroom and be like, yep, contempt, lock him up. No. You really have to irritate a judge to get charged with contempt. And they will usually warn you a couple of times, three times, before they charge you with contempt. So I don't believe that this lawyer, Susan Church, was outrageously arrested, as she claims. This is what happens now. Something happens and you have to go be hysterical in front of the cameras, or no one's going to pay attention to you. So she's in front of the cameras and she's being hysterical. Church was held in contempt for several hours Wednesday by Judge Richard Sinnott. You might remember him from Tuesday, refusing to drop charges, while defending Lily Antoinette, 29, a protester from Somerville who was charged with disorderly conduct at the Straight Pride Parade in Boston Saturday. Quote, all I was trying to do was read the law to the court, Church said, not your job. I think the court has a pretty good understanding of what the law is. Quote, and I was summarily arrested, handcuffed, brought down to the holding cell, held there for hours simply for doing my job and advocating for my client. Cry me a river, Susan Church. You were not trying to read the law to the court. I wasn't there. I don't know what you did. But I know, having been in more than one Boston courtroom in my lifetime, the judges are not handing out contempt charges like candy. Both Church and the prosecutor requested dismissing Antoinette's case due to the police report of her arrest lacking information, including what her actions were at the event and who may have been victimized. Okay, that may be a legitimate complaint. That doesn't mean you argue with the judge. Doesn't mean you fight with the judge. Quote, we're outraged, said Elizabeth Rucker, who has been leading efforts to pay for the protesters' bails. An argument between the two is an overstatement of what happened. Is it? Should I believe you? No, I should not believe you. Okay, this is one thing you need to understand, is, as I said earlier, when the cameras come on, you have to be hysterical. You have to be hyperbolic. It has to be the end of the world, or no one's going to pay attention. So everyone talks in hyperbole. Everybody screams and cries and yells and says it's the end of the world and misrepresents what actually happened. So I don't trust Elizabeth Rucker at all in what she says. An argument between the two is an overstatement? Not in my experience. And I could be wrong. Maybe Judge Sinnott's just sick and tired of dealing with this and felt like throwing somebody in the basement for a few hours. But judges in Boston really don't do that. They don't. Sinnott, who declined requests from prosecutors to dismiss some of the cases the day before, pushed back against Church when she spoke out about statutes regarding case dismissals. Quote, this is the only warning you're going to get. Do not try to talk over me. Do not try to turn this into theater, Sinnott said, before ordering Church to be held in contempt. Well, now we know some of what happened. I find this line from Justice Sinnott, to be very important. Do not try to turn this into theater. That is a pretty powerful statement from a judge. Okay? Do not try to turn this into theater. That probably speaks volumes. And he also says, do not try to talk over me. That probably speaks volumes about what Susan Church was doing. Antoinette's arraignment was rescheduled due to Church's removal, though she said her lawyer's actions only made her like her more. Quote, my lawyer is a badass, Antoinette said. No, Antoinette, your lawyer is not a badass. Your lawyer is a bad lawyer. If your lawyer is getting thrown into a holding cell for contempt, you want to go find another lawyer. Because an angry judge is going to show you no leniency. Ask anyone who has ever been a part of a criminal trial or a civil trial, you do not want the lawyer that the judge doesn't like. Plain and simple. Your lawyer is not a badass. You mistook the word bad for the word dumb. That would be an appropriate description of your lawyer in this situation. Max Stern, a defense attorney representing Church, said she was doing nothing other than doing her job today. It was an argument the district attorney agreed with. Well, it's an argument the judge didn't agree with. And guess what? It's the judge's court, and you just get to practice law in it. Sinnott later released Church, saying no further action would be taken. Other cases went smoother, with 10 dismissed and one motion filed to preserve all police documents relating to the arrest at Saturday's parade. So most of today's arraignees got to go home and had the charges dropped and thrown out. And these are probably the kids, and these are probably the old people, and probably the people who were just, you know, whatever. We saw the list of arrests. Disorderly conduct. As a rule of thumb, and I see about 10, maybe a dozen, straight-up disorderly conduct charges at the bottom of this log of arrests, okay? You're just straight-up disorderly conduct. As I said at the start, this is Boston. We're used to shenanigans, okay? If your only crime is shenanigans and you don't have a record, you're going to go home, okay? Just sit quietly, wait to go before the judge, say you're sorry, and go home. Resisting arrest, you're probably not going home. assault and battery on a police officer, you are definitely not going home. So I'm guessing that all of the assault on a police, assault and battery and assault on a police officer, those are the folks who are going to be spending some time in the court system. And in one case, one person being held without bail. I don't know what that individual did. I don't know who that individual is. But that person is in a world of trouble. And Susan Church is not a badass lawyer. She is a bad lawyer. Bad lawyer. Drop the ass. Because she is just a bad lawyer. Lawyers who argue with the judge and get held in contempt are not good lawyers. You don't want them representing you. Pro tip. If your lawyer ever gets held for contempt, petition for a new lawyer immediately. Maybe somebody who can get along with the judge. Maybe somebody who isn't looking to grandstand on this particular issue. Now, this gets even better. Okay? This gets even better. But let me back up for a minute and talk about what happened on Saturday. On Saturday afternoon, a group calling itself Super Happy Fun America decided to hold a straight pride parade in the city of Boston. So what is that about? Nobody really seems to know. Nobody knows. They don't know. Super Happy Fun America is just a bunch of people. They're like, we want to have a straight pride parade. Why? Because we do. Okay? What this is, well, they kind of do know what they're doing. The organizers of this parade are attempting to exercise their First Amendment rights. And they are trying to exercise their First Amendment rights in public spaces that require permits. And they are doing this to test the political resolve of various cities around the United States. What they're saying basically is, we want to have a parade. And they are daring the city to say no. And the city of Boston said no initially. Because the city of Boston was like, what is this? This is goofy. This is dumb. You can't have a parade. We think you're a hate group. They're not a hate group. Okay? They're not. The people organizing this are just, they are the modern day equivalent of the merry pranksters of the late 60s and the early 70s. They are the yippies. This is street theater, which is designed just to get attention, to get people looking at you, and to say, hey, have you thought about this thing? One of the people who was there to protest on Saturday and who was not arrested because he was protesting peacefully, as he always does, is Vermin Supreme. And you may recall Vermin Supreme from past presidential elections. He is a perennial presidential candidate. And Vermin Supreme is, again, a modern day, he's actually not even a modern day version of the merry pranksters and the yippies. He's a guy that was there. Vermin Supreme, I think, is in his late 60s. And he's a guy that saw the kind of outrageous protests and the kind of outrageous public spectacle that took place in the 60s and 70s to get people talking about issues, to get people focused on debate. And so he goes around and he takes part in all of these different protests. And he was there with his boot on his head, as usual. I don't know if he had his giant toothbrush or not. And he was yelling funny things at the protesters. It's what he does. It's his gig. And the world is a better place for having him. Just as the world is a better place for having Super Happy Fun America. We just wanted to come down and march through the streets of Boston and set up a stage on City Hall rally and talk about how great it is to be straight and that we should respect straight people. I don't know that anyone's not respecting straight people. I'm pretty sure everybody does. But they felt the need to call attention to this. That's all it is. It's a giant goof. Some Trump supporters showed up because they're like, I guess these are our people. And they were welcomed in. And let me tell you something. If the counter-protesters had asked, they probably would have been invited to the parade. Super Happy Fun America doesn't care. They don't care. But that's not what the left is going to allow you to believe. That's not what the deranged millennials who got arrested are going to allow you to believe. They're going to tell you Super Happy Fun America is a hate group. It's an anti-gay march. No, it's not. They have said repeatedly it's not an anti-gay march. They have been on radio and television saying this is not, we are not anti-gay. How many times can we tell you we're not anti-gay? And still the left goes on. It's anti-gay. It's a hate march. It's a hate march. Let me tell you how anti-gay they are. the grand marshal of the parade was a gay man. Now, I don't know what kind of hate group would have the object of their hate. You don't see the Daily Stormer crowd inviting black people to be the grand marshal of their parade. You don't see the Klan inviting black people to be the grand marshal of their parade. Hate groups don't invite people they hate to be a part of the group or to lead their parades. The whole thing was a giant goof. It was an excuse for a bunch of people to come to Boston on a Saturday, dress up as clowns, act goofy, and then go drink at a bar on the waterfront. That's all it was. And if you ask these people what they stand for, they don't know. You can go to they got a website, Super Happy Fun America. They have no idea what they stand for other than having a good time. That's all they're there to do. Have a good time. Maybe make some new friends. We're going to walk through the city of Boston dressed up as clowns and dressed up as happy straight people. Everybody gets to give a speech, and then we'll all go drink somewhere. We're all going to the Union Oyster House for mussels and steamers. That's all it was. That's all it was. So where are these counter protesters coming from? Somebody on the internet said this is bad. Somebody on the internet said this is a hate parade. It's a hate march. There's no hate march going on here. The city of Boston is not giving a permit to a hate group to have a rally on City Hall Plaza. Not going to happen. So all these little Antifa idiots show up. All these misguided, angry, fascist millennials show up. And they start trying to get into fights with Super Happy Fun America, with the Straight Pride Parade. The police step in to break it up. And the anti-fascists, Antifa, starts fighting with the police. And four police get hurt. Four police get hurt so badly that they can't work. Unacceptable. 100% unacceptable. And in the city of Boston, you are not getting away with that kind of violence. Now, to everybody who was there as a counter-protester, I don't know what you do with these people. I honestly don't. These people are so horribly misinformed. You need a hobby. You really need a hobby. You need to go spend time in the woods. Throw your smartphone in the river. Go hang out in the woods for a year. Come back. Clear your head. Stop listening to Twitter and Facebook or whatever idiot source you're getting your information from. Because if a bunch of people want to walk down City Hall Plaza and say straight is great and we love straight people, and don't forget straight rights. What's the harm in that? How does that impact you? What relevance does that have to your life? What difference does it make? Would you like to see people go and protest the gay pride parade? I know I wouldn't. I'd be appalled by anyone protesting the gay pride parade. And people don't protest the gay pride parade. Because the gay pride parade is a good thing. All right, communities of people in this country have a right to get together and walk down the street and talk about things they love. This group of people happen to love being straight. Well, power to you. Power to you. But it's not even that. As I said, it's a giant goof. But it's a giant goof up to the point where these black-clad, masked Antifa dum-dums show up and start inciting violence and police get hurt. That is unacceptable. That is completely unacceptable. And the Boston police are well in their rights to arrest these people. And I applaud the judge for actually charging these people and making them face actual consequences beyond community service. Go clean up a bus stop. No, you're not getting away with go clean up a bus stop. You're not going to adopt a site your way out of this one. You injured a police officer. And that would be bad enough. That would be bad enough. But there's one more aspect to this story. And this segment is going much longer than I normally would. But there are a lot of moving pieces here. There is one more aspect to this story that is just sickening. Absolutely sickening. And if you want to know where this idiocy comes from, I have been, to this point in time, a supporter of Ayanna Pressley. I have said repeatedly on this show, I like Ayanna Pressley. I think she's a good leader. She's running with the wrong crowd. She needs to distance herself from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. She's smarter than that. Get away from them. Go find your own path. Go hang with the Massachusetts delegation. Stop hanging with the squad. Well, any benefit of the doubt that she got from me is gone. Totally and completely gone. From the Boston Herald. Ayanna Pressley, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, back anti-straight pride arrestees. U.S. Reps Ayanna Pressley, former Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, members of the so-called squad of new left-wing congresswomen, are backing the anti-straight pride protesters accused of assaulting cops and the marchers and touting a fund for their defense. An online fundraiser initiated by the Lucy Parsons Center, a Jamaica Plain anarchist bookstore. No problem. Got no problem with the Lucy Parsons Center. I think you're on the wrong side of this, the Lucy Parsons Center, all right? I don't think you should support people who hurt cops. But you know what? You have constitutional rights, and I will defend your constitutional rights. I may disagree with you. I may wish that you would take that money and put it to better use, okay? A lot of people down in Grand Bahama could use your help right now, more so than these dum-dums who deliberately went into a situation that they did not understand and acted out violently. That's who you're supporting. You are supporting violence, Lucy Parsons Center. And you should think about that. And you should think about if that is what you want to be, if that's what your mission is. They've raised more than $24,000, 24 grand, for the legal costs of the 36 people arrested at the Straight Pride Parade, including 9 charged with assaulting cops. Pressley, Representative Pressley, who represents much of Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville, retweeted a link to the fund and told reporters in Boston Monday, quote, "I don't think they should have been arrested, and that's why I've been promoting a bail fund to support them. They were protesting a racist, fascist demonstration." I don't think they should have been arrested. And that's why I've been promoting a bail fund to support them. They were protesting a racist, fascist demonstration. Where'd you get that information from, Ayanna? Who told you it was a racist, fascist demonstration? Were you there? Did you speak to the organizers? Did you hear anything that they had to say? In what way were they racist? Who was excluded? Did you know they had a gay grand marshal? Did you read anything about this? Or did you just say, oh my God, conservatives, and react? You are giving money. Well, I don't know if she's given money or not. You are lending the support of your bully pulpit as a United States representative to a fund to support people who hurt cops. In your district, you are a United States representative. We sent you to Washington to uphold the law and to frame the law. And you seem to think it is acceptable for you to support a fund through the power of your social media, raising money to help people who injured police officers in your district. Welcome to clown world, everybody. We're living in it. Welcome to Wonderland, where our elected representatives turn against the police and support people who harm the police. Ayanna Pressley is unfit for office and needs to go. In certain states, people would be clamoring for her resignation. This isn't one of them. This is not a state where anybody's going to sit by and be like, she needs to resign now. But in certain states of this union, Ayanna, people would be calling for your head. She needs to be thrown out of office. And I have every bit of confidence that she will be. Because the Boston Patrolmen's Union is not going to forget this. And the Firefighters Union is not going to forget this. And the State Patrolmen's Association of Massachusetts, SPAM, is not going to forget this. And the other police unions in your district are not going to forget this. Boston police went to work on Saturday to protect citizens exercising their First Amendment rights. They were set upon by a bunch of misinformed, violent millennials, and four of them were seriously hurt. Now their elected representative is giving money to support the violent, misinformed millennials. This is unacceptable behavior. You don't get to back Antifa when you are a United States representative. And by the way, if you think you are doing your cause any favors by going out and participating in one of these, and being one of the people who hurts cops and one of the people who gets arrested, while other people are just trying to have their quiet little happy fun march, you're not. Because there may have been a goal here. As I said earlier, one of the goals that Super Happy Fun America has is to exercise their First Amendment rights. And I think that's their primary goal, is we want to make sure that we can just have this dumb march and this dumb rally on public property. Close down a public street, get some police, have our PA system set up, and we should all be happy that groups are doing this. Whether you support their goofy straight pride message, which is not an anti-gay message. They are not an anti-gay group. They're not a hate group. I don't care what Ayanna Pressley tells you, okay? You're not squaring off against the Klan here, Ayanna. You're squaring off against some average Americans who just want to have a goofy parade. And you are supporting the people who oppose the First Amendment of the United States of America. Do you understand why I feel you are unfit to be a United States representative? You don't know how any of this works. You're on the wrong side of history, and you're backing the wrong people. Please tell me that a police officer is going to run as a Democrat. Please. Patrolman, go find somebody. Okay? And by the way, I'm not sitting here giving a blanket defense to cops either. You listen to this show, you know I'm pro-cop. Okay? Not where the bad cops are concerned. And if the police are out of control in this situation, we will find out about it, and the police should be held to account. And anybody who is simply defending themselves should have those charges dropped. That doesn't seem to be the case here. I've seen enough of what Antifa is doing in other parts of the country. We had people travel from other parts of the country just to be here, just to be a part of this. Hey, maybe I can get away with some violence on the edges of this. Hey, I got a U.S. representative looking out for me now. Well, congratulations on winning the Antifa vote, Ayanna Pressley, Representative Pressley. But you know what else? You just lost the normal people. Because average Americans look at this, people who don't have a horse in this race, people who aren't interested in these politics, and what do they see? They see violence. They see people who are out of control. They see police officers getting hurt. And then they see a U.S. representative defend the people who are hurting the police officers. Unfit to be our representative. We already knew Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was unfit to be a representative, but she's not our problem. She's New York's problem. And after driving Amazon away, she's probably done anyway. Ayanna Pressley, it's got to be a one term. It's got to be a one term. Listen, I will give anyone and everyone the benefit of the doubt on this program up to the point where you cross that line. And Ayanna Pressley has crossed a couple of lines here. First of all, she doesn't know what she's talking about. It's a racist, fascist demonstration. No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, was there a racist in the group? Maybe. You know what? You walk into any business, you walk into any restaurant, you walk into any shopping mall, you walk down your street, there's a racist somewhere. We're surrounded by racists. Doesn't matter if there's a racist who just happened to show up. Nobody's walking around saying, down with the gays. Nobody's walking around saying, end gay marriage. They're saying just the opposite. They're saying, we love the gays. We have no problem with gay marriage. We're just happy that we're straight. We're having a straight pride parade. It was a goof. It was a joke. And a bunch of loser millennials show up because they can't take a joke, because they have no sense of humor, because they don't get it, hurt some cops, and then a U.S. representative stands up for them and says, go donate money. Donate money to help the people who hurt police. I'm going to quote John Lennon. If you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you, brother, you have to wait. 855-915-9636. This is WMFO Medford. If you are looking to give money to someone, don't give money to the people that hurt the cops. Don't be that person. Don't support hate. Those are people who hate. Those are the real racists and fascists and bigots. People who go out in public and hurt somebody who's doing their job, those are the real people who hate. Don't give money to them. If you feel a need to give money to somebody, Grand Bahama has been devastated, as we know. The pictures are starting to come in, and there's nothing left. It's gone. Fortunately, there doesn't seem to be nearly as much loss of life as there could have been, which is a great thing. But people down there have nothing right now. Their homes are gone. Electricity's gone. Fresh water is hard to come by. If you want to give money, donate to the American Red Cross. Do not donate to any other organization. I repeat, do not donate to any other organization. Donate to the American Red Cross. That money will go directly to helping people in Grand Bahama overcome this and survive the next couple of months as they start the process of rebuilding. It is going to be years before anything is back to normal down there. But right now, they need your help. American Red Cross, they probably have a texting option. Let me see what's going on with that. They usually do for something like this. There will probably be some big concert for this, because there always is now, because there's always some pop stars sitting around who haven't been in the press for 15 minutes who need to get back in front of the people and say, hey, I'm here. Don't forget about me. Anyway, you can donate at redcross.org. They've got a lot of different options for you to donate. You can donate by phone. You can contact them at 1-800-HELP-NOW. 1-800-HELP-NOW. 1-800-435-7669. That's the American Red Cross. 1-800-435-7669. If you're concerned about what's happening in Bahama, if you want to donate money, if you're thinking of donating money to these idiots that beat up the cops, send the money to the Bahamas instead and do some real good. And let the people who beat up the cops face the consequences of what they did. And let's send a very clear message that we'll put up with the shenanigans here in Boston all day long. We are a shenanigans-friendly city. But when you step out of line and you start trying to hurt innocent people or you hurt a cop, you can expect the full force of our justice system to come down on you. I have no problem with that.
No why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
Your Boston 5-day forecast. The really bad stuff should be over by now. It's gotten dark out. I think it's gotten dark out because it's nighttime and not because there are ominous clouds rolling around. Anyway, partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, it's going to feel like fall. High about 70 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lows in the upper 50s tomorrow night. Same on Friday. Cloudy, high in the low 70s, low in the upper 50s. Then Saturday, some rain in the morning, some wind. The remnants of Hurricane Dorian are going to be lapping at our shores. So the temperature is going to get up to about 68 degrees on Saturday, low around 60 degrees. It is going to be humid because you've got that tropical air coming in. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy, high in the mid 70s, low in the upper 50s. And Monday, going to feel autumny again, high of about 71 degrees, low in the mid 50s. When we come back, as I promised, some stuff of interest to the new college freshmen. You may not have heard this, but we're going to talk about it. Welcome back to campus. It's rape season. This is WMFO Medford.
How can you tell a blade chuck roast from an arm chuck roast? The blade chuck roast has a long, thin cross-section of the shoulder blade bone, and the arm chuck has a small, round arm bone. Both make excellent pot roast. The arm chuck has less waste, fat, and bone, but the blade chuck is usually more tender and can be oven roasted if it's USDA Prime or Choice. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Ranger Station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.